'cause I love my space so bad. And I know that's easy.
Good morning. Good morning, my friends. This is Just Norm. It is Saturday, June the 11th, 2016, somewhere between 8 and 8:30 a.m. I am on my way down Harvard Avenue along the Dunedin American Little League fields. Heading in to my beloved Hammock Park. Yep, that's right. I decided to dip my toe back in the water, so to speak, of my beloved enclave of peace, my inner sanctorum, my escape from suburbia. I don't know if you can tell, but I got a little bouncing going on. I got my sunglasses in my case, in my pocket. It's adding to any distracting noises. I apologize. My shoes have a little bit more pitter-patter, click-clack as well, because I'm not using my Brooks. I'm using my Newton trail running shoes, which have a few lugs on the bottom. I anticipate it may be muddy in some parts back here. Where do I begin? And what do I say this fine morning, where the temperatures are creeping up into the 80s, such as Florida weather? Good morning. Good morning to you, and a bark to me. It's one of those little brave Jack Russell Terrier Chihuahua type little dogs that always make a lot of noise. I expect to see a lot of people enjoying the park this morning. I wanted but I also realize there are lovers of this great nature preserve that are probably frequenting the facilities a bit more because of the... Well, that's a beautiful dog. What kind are you? Come on. morning. On your left. That's okay. I didn't want to startle you.
No problem. The dog won't hurt you.
Now, I was trying to figure out what kind of dog that was. What a gorgeous dog.
Pomerania.
Wow. Gorgeous. She just turned around and looked at me and smiled, and the whole world got better.
Oh, he's very friendly.
Yeah. So, anyway. What was I? Yeah. I think a lot of people are using the park a bit more because of the political hotbed in which I'm sure I've told you there's a land rights slash threat of development slash passions inflamed slash dot dot dot. Feeling or sentiment or atmosphere going on around here. I know my thoughts sound a bit broken as I'm trying to catch my breath, think about just the right words I want to say, so excuse me for my typical verbal clumsiness. Concisely, the southern end of Hammock Park is not owned by the city, nor the Friends of the Hammock, but instead by the Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church, which is adjacent to the Hammock, and they are trying to develop it, and the citizens have cried out to the city to purchase it. There's a bunny rabbit that I think I'm scaring. A lot of rabbits out this morning. I saw one on my street. So there have been a lot of city council meetings and outcries from the public and all kinds of stuff that's made the Hammock feel just a bit less like the Hammock I've come to know and love. So I stayed away for a couple of weeks. I'll be two-ish. I haven't been here. Today, it felt right somewhere inside of me. I got up between 6 and 6:30 a.m., which is early for me on a Saturday. I headed up here, and by the time I had a couple cups of coffee, played around with Facebook for a little bit, it's now somewhere 8 a.m., and getting my run on. I have not yet approached. I'm gonna take a little walk break here, because I feel like my breathing is just a bit labored. Might be the humidity too. I have not yet gotten to the southern edge of the Hammock where all this nidus, N-I-D-U-S, of contention stems from. So when I get there, I'm sure I'll start to be aware of the no trespassing signs and some of the trees that have red and orange tape around them, as well as the gopher and tortoise homes that they're marking. And I never like to see that, but I put my mind in the right frame of realizing that the most important thing right now, is that there's no building and developing going on. There's no townhomes that are being constructed. And so I better enjoy what I can when I can. Try to block out some of the distraction, which is kind of the way we have to navigate life a little bit is to block out some of the noise and unnecessary fodder as we move along the path of life and continue walking by the grace that God gives us. I have come down Harvard along Skinner, south on Grant, over to Harris Trail, roundabout. We meet again. Enjoyers of the hammock. I know. Yeah. So the people with the Pomeranian. I was trying to hint at maybe stirring up a little discussion of the hammock. If I do meet with a passerby and we talk about the hammock, I want it to be a conversation filled with hope and positivity, not complaining and lashing out. Although, I understand that that is what we do as humans sometimes. My running was not as much as I would have liked this week. And that was due to a tropical storm that moved from the Yucatan Peninsula into the Gulf of Mexico and across some of the central, western, and northern panhandle of Florida. Excuse me. And dumped a lot of rain and brought a lot of winds with it. And that took place the beginning of the week. It was Sunday-ish on into through the week. The storm moved through, and so that weather put a damper on my running. Monday was a flood. Tuesday was so much more flooding. I had hoped Tuesday afternoon I could have run. The forecast said that the rains were going to move out. And they did late Tuesday, but they had the Courtney Campbell, all the typical parking spots, like the boat ramp and Ben T. Davis Beach and Memorial Causeway Beach. What does this sign say? No trespassing by Our Lady of Lourdes. And then somebody put something underneath that says something. Forgive something. I can't read it. Something trespasses, and then underneath it says the disregarded masses. So this is probably a response to the no trespassing sign. Some smart aleck remark, but anyway, I didn't run Monday or Tuesday. I was chomping at the bit to run on Monday, but I knew it wasn't to be. Tuesday was actually more rain in the morning on the way to work, and it was like a monsoon. It was challenging getting to work on Tuesday. But afterwards, I may have been able to run, but with the route I chose to drive home and all the parking spots gated up and locked up for safety, there was no place to park. And by the time I made it back towards Clearwater, it was about 5:45 or 6 o'clock at night, and I lost any initiative to run. So I placed my hope in Wednesday. And I did get to the Courtney Campbell. And while there was a visual threat of rain, it wasn't ominous, and I decided to give it a go. And I got 7 miles in. So that was good. But today will be whatever miles. 5, 6, 7, 8. We'll see how I feel. But I'm not going to get anywhere near the weekly totals of 20-ish that I've gotten for the past few weeks, which I've come to enjoy. But it is what it is. Rounding the southern edge of the park, and there's more and more no trespassing signs up. They've got them posted at the small gopher trail, which I enter my favorite little section of single track, and I'm now breaking the law, I guess, by running on it. There's no armed guards enforcing the no trespassing signs. And I don't think that the intent of the signs is for somebody to not go on the trail. Oh, that doesn't make sense. It probably is, but I think the intent of the signs is more of a flexing of visual, verbal, political muscle, as if to say, remember, we're fighting the city on this property, and we want to let you know that it's ours, even though it's been open for your use for years. Which really makes me think, as I veer northwesterly on this trail, whether I should stay out of the Serenity Circle. I wonder if there's signs there. Nope, there's no signs there. And I'm gonna run around it with my own reasoning that if they put the Serenity Circle here, they must want people to enjoy its use for the purpose of sitting and enjoying serene meditation and contemplation of spiritual things. You know, I just really make up my own crap, don't I? Although, interestingly, I see a lot of trees marked off with red tape here in the Serenity Circle, which again makes my heart just a bit sad. They would destroy their own Serenity Circle for the sake of developing town halls. Okay, I don't think that's too much for me, is it? I'm just commenting my feelings. A lot of spider webs I'm running through, getting stuck to my face. I put a video out on the Extra Mile podcast Facebook group. I don't know if it uploaded. I don't know if Kevin has to approve it, but it was taking quite a bit of time for it to upload just before this run. So I sent it to Kevin and JD, who I was speaking to. And if it didn't get posted, I'll try to post it later. But at least they have it. Maybe Kevin can post it. It was just really a shout out and talking about the temperatures down here, which are steamy, but I'm not complaining for several reasons. I'm not complaining because A, It's where I live. It's what I've chosen. B, it's only early June, and it ain't nowhere near as hot as it will get. And C, because I've navigated the hotter temps this year much better than in past years. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm drenched now. I don't think I've even gotten a mile in. Well, I've got a mile and a half in. But it seems like I'm able to bear up under it a little bit better than in past years. And I think it might have something to do with weighing a little bit less. And disclaimer here, I'm not the poster child for weight loss. And another disclaimer, I ain't lost all that much. I don't want people to think I'm walking around bragging about losing weight, because that's just not the case. I mean, I've lost some, but there's more work to do. And I'm not where I need to be yet. And I don't want people thinking that I'm, hey, look at me, I lost weight, ha ha. No, that's not what I'm saying. So there's my disclaimer. Please don't feel like I've been saying that. I'm just kind of a little bit pleased that I have lost some. And I've noticed the difference in the way that I feel overall and when I run. So that's all that is. Monday at 3:30 in the morning, we are taking Zelle to the bus to go for her week-long camping trip. She's very excited, and we're excited for her. She's packed. The suitcases are already on their way. They're sending them up there ahead of time. She's got her sleeping bag. And we're going to mail her some vegan treats so that she can have them arrive and be excited about them when she arrives up there by Tuesday or Wednesday. The treats will get there Tuesday or Wednesday. Giselle starts swim camp next week, and the summer is off. Nothing phenomenal, nothing earth-shattering, just some plans, simple plans, to hopefully make the girls summer pleasurable. The last time I came along this little path here at the back of Our Lady of Lourdes and along San Jose Elementary, they were cutting down trees. And I couldn't pass, but that's all done. And so I'm gonna go down this very narrow path that I don't know who you would say it belongs to. Church, San Jose Elementary, or Hammock, but it's a huge tree they cut down. I see it now. Probably was for the purpose of surveying. I'd like to take a photo of it, but I don't want to get distracted with pictures. I want to keep the run and the talk going. Maybe on the way back I'll take a photo of it. That's a nice tree. Huge tree. What was I saying? Oh, simplicity in summer plans. You know, somebody told me this week, it was actually a patient. He said he was an AME, Episcopalian minister, earning his doctorate in theology. I think that's what he said. We were talking after finishing speaking about the medical condition. And he said that, I don't know if this is a quote, if he was quoting somebody, or just his thoughts, but he said, the proof of a man's spiritual growth is how much less he desires in life and the simplicity that he craves as he goes along the way. And while I couldn't toot any of my own horns or declare that I'm growing exponentially in spirituality, I could say that I think there's some modicum or infinitesimal degree of growth as I seek to pursue God based on his gift of faith and belief that he gives me, in that I do desire, and you probably would all agree with this based on knowing me for as many years as I've been doing this, based on my desire to be simplistic and to pursue a less is more lifestyle as I go along the way. So in a long-winded way, I guess I'm saying that maybe I might be able to claim that I'm going in the right direction. Does that make sense? I think it does. That's a walk break, I'll take it. My walk breaks have been really scattered, as you know. They're next to none. I got the timer set to a 2-1. But more often than not, I don't take them. Today I'm taking them more because, I don't know, I feel less focused on the run and maybe more focused on talking, and I'm trying to regain some rhythm to my breathing. I really should take a picture of this egret. Oh, there he goes. He was so close to me. I will tell you, I'm leaning less towards running the midnight run. Of course, that could change in a whim, but I just don't feel like I want to get up at 12 o'clock at night and run 6 miles. But who knows? I might feel a burst of energy, maybe with a full moon or something atmospheric that'll make me want to do it. But right now, I don't know. I'm craving sleep lately. I am in the bed by between 8:30 and 9, and sleeping well on in through 4:30 or 5 in the morning. So, sleep is a priority right now. That will wax and wane as I catch up and don't catch up, and the factors of life place themselves upon me. That was the end of a run break, so let's get back to it. My New York Mets are kind of holding their own. Currently, speaking, we're in second place in the National League East, 2.5 games behind the Washington Nationals. And as this is not an excuse, I will mention it because I think it factors in. We have a lot of injuries. We lost our catcher, Travis Darnell. We lost our first baseman, Lucas Duda. David Wright, our third baseman, is on the DL. Juan Lagares, our gold glover, tore some ligaments in his thumb. So, we're not at full talent velocity, but we're holding our own. You know, we're getting some contribution. You gotta tip your hat to Terry Collins, the manager, who gets the most out of his players. The pitching is keeping us in it. Matt Harvey is starting to find his rhythm. We still have Jake DeGrom and Noah Syndergaard and Steven Matz giving us quality innings. A lot of burping. And couple consistent hitters for us have been Neil Walker, Asdrubal Carrera, Cespedes, Granderson. We're playing as a team. We're not dominating anybody, for sure. But, you know, it's a long season, and I'll take every win I can get. Hope it puts us in position to do something at the end of the season. That's the way you have to look at baseball. Meanwhile, Jim Daly's Chicago Cubs are tearing it up. When they keep playing like this and keep racking up the wins, you know, half of baseball, or a part of baseball, or any sport for that matter, is confidence. They keep playing the way they're playing. They're going to be hard to stop in the postseason, if possible at all. But hey, as I said, it's a long season. Things happen in the second half, and you gotta play the games and see where you wind up in the end. See if you have a chance to make it magical. Morning. Dog walker. Walking. Occupying the same section of the trail that I am, so it must be okay to traverse these holy grounds. I'm being facetious. My shoes are soaked, I think partially from my own sweat and also wet grasses. So it's kind of why I put them on. I anticipated getting pretty mucked up, and I still may move through some trail that has some muck and mud to it. Fern, which is closed off and has been due to water damage. If anything comes of all this fighting over the hammock, maybe the repair of Fern, maybe one of those, add a little section to my otherwise well-acquainted trails. I've really grown here in these woods from a time where I needed the map to find my way through and explore the various trails, to now knowing, I would say, 95 to 98% of these trails like the back of my hand. Fern, palm, gopher, palmetto, Klein, sugarberry, Skinner, Grant, Osprey Circle, Harris, all those trails I know well. I guess it's a good indicator of how you can look back at your life and see if you've grown by looking at where you were and what you set out to learn. Looking at yourself currently and seeing if you've learned those things. Yeah, it's a good thing. Maybe I should start writing stuff down, looking back in the journal, in different areas of life. Listen. Can you hear the gentle bells of the worship music? So we're all enjoying the hammock, and we're thinking about the church and the political hotbed, uh-huh. And we're frustrated with it, and then we hear the beautiful sounds of the bells, and we try to reconcile all that in our heads.
It'll all work out.
I think you're right. That's what I'm looking to hear this morning.
One way or the other.
Enjoy the park. That's just what I was looking for. No condemnation, no complaining, no backbiting, sharing my thoughts. Somebody understood it. Morning.
Hi.
For all my long-windedness, maybe, just maybe, I made some sense. With that, I think I will stop talking and seek to contemplate the things that bring joy to my soul. Put this offering out to you, my brothers and sisters, in the remnant community. Offering my love and well wishes for your life. This is just an honor. Bye bye.
Never did find a reason for my whole life. And never did find a reason. Never did find a reason for my whole life. And no, it's not fair. No, it's not fair. No one cares about you. Not fair, no one cares about you anyways, and no, it's not fair, and no, it's not fair, no one cares about you anyways, about you.